Welcome, welcome. Welcome back to Ladies Night In, where we're always ready to have those interesting conversations, lay down what we've learned, and have a good time and raise a glass and love being a woman. Hot damn.
Woo! Raise a glass.
Woo! Let's
cheers!
Love being a woman.
Cheers to that.
Yes.
Cheers to that.
Yeah.
We've had an exciting day. We were invited by the Levitt Group Boise.
Miss Elise Hillman
bought a couple of tables. She was on the board for the Go Red for Women via the American Heart Association, really trying to bring awareness to heart disease and how it affects women. So we went to this luncheon and learned a ton, and we want to share what we've learned because it was profound, eye-opening, life-changing for us.
And a good time.
Go and do what you can. Donate if you can to the American Heart Association and help fund that research, because women are very underserved. We're very misunderstood when it comes to heart disease. So educate yourself. So let's talk about it.
So I got involved with the Heart Association because I had, so the first year COVID came out, I had my tonsils removed because I was having constant tonsil inflammation issues, right? So I go in and I have my tonsils removed, and then I got COVID a couple months later. And so I basically spent like 8 months, I swear, in bed recovering from different things. And then I had a follow up with my doctor for an annual visit, and they did my blood draw, and my blood draw said that I was high in bad cholesterol and then I needed to go on medication to prevent heart disease.
Wow.
And literally within a month, I got a call from a peer in my insurance industry, Cindy Koppel from WCF, saying, hey, do you have any interest in being involved in the American Heart Association? And it was such a wake-up call to me to say, hey, you've got high cholesterol. You need to go on a medication for it so you don't have a heart attack. So I was like, yeah, I'll be involved. I need to, obviously, I am your audience. I need to know what the heck to do. And so that was my introduction to the American Heart Association. So Go Red for Women is a year-long event where it just shares different ideas about how to be healthy and to bring awareness to the fact that this is what's killing women more than anything. This is what's killing women. And aside from my husband and my son, I love women more than anyone else. My girlfriends, my coworkers, my peers, my mom, my mother-in-law. I mean, the women in my life have made such an impact that the fact that we don't know that this is the number one killer, and we don't know what the warning signs are, right, in heart disease. Mm-hmm. And you can be skinny fat. You can be, it doesn't matter what you look like. You need to know the warning signs of heart disease, so that you can get treatment and fix the problem. And so today was a celebration of attention to the cause of Go Red for Women, meaning let's pay attention to what's killing women and help prevent those problems. And so I thought the doctor who's talked, and you guys can share more on that, shared some great insights into little things you can do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's start. So the lady that talked and told her story, I found her just as fascinating, if not more fascinating, than the doctor.
I
felt like she, well, let's tell her story. You know, she was a lady that,
she's a professional attorney with two children, lives in the area,
busy life, like
and she's a super healthy person though. Look at all the things that she did, these races, and she was, you know, small body type and very fit. So
and all of her warning signs were something that were like, oh, this hurts.
Maybe it's not the left arm. I smell toast.
Right.
Normal.
Right. I feel like I have a Charlie horse. And this happened for, I mean, she made
this
it sound like
days.
It was, it was 2 weeks and this would come, this would go.
She had a backache a couple different times, like a strange pain in her back. And then at one point she said she felt like someone was squeezing her arms on either side.
But that was,
nothing was painful.
No, but
it felt different.
But warnings.
But the squeezing was what sent her to the hospital. The signs before where she was like, oh,
something's wrong.
Right.
So she Googled it.
She Googled. And everything on Google told her, go to the hospital, call 911. And she, like all of us, was, this is not me. This, I'm not a product of this. This is, I mean, it was.
It can't be that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And it will waste my time to go down there. I'm too busy to go. Right. Like, that was just like.
And she didn't want to use their resources, the hospital, the bed. She was like, this is we're doing not a pandemic, a good use of time. Yeah.
She felt selfish.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then the moral of that story is, one, she was like, I'm not listening to my sister. Now she thanks her sister because her sister was like, you are going, and we're just going to check this out. And really, even though she was like, I don't want to, I'm not going in there, her gut told her differently. And so she was more compliant and was like, fine, I'll go. But then when the hospital says, hey, we're calling the helicopter, you're in the middle of a heart attack because of this, this, and this, she was like, Oh my gosh. I mean, I may not make it home to my two children. I mean, and she didn't say whether she had open heart surgery, but she
did.
Did she say that?
Yeah. She had a 95% blockage in her descending aorta.
Yeah.
I think it was.
The widowmaker.
The widowmaker. Yeah. She was going to have a widowmaker heart attack had she not gone to the ER. If she wasn't life flighted back to town and had open heart surgery immediately.
And had a stent put in.
Yeah. So yeah, they had to clean up that blockage and
But her story was beautiful. She held it together so well up there.
She looked like any one of us.
She did.
Any one of us.
She did.
Yep.
So it was interesting. She said that they test your blood. So her EKG was normal. Heart rate was normal. Cholesterol was healthy. So she does not present as someone you would think has heart disease. But what they do is they take your blood and they check for troponin. And troponin will show up in the bloodstream if you've experienced a heart attack. And so they said, we're going to test your blood. And it was elevated. It wasn't very high, but it was elevated. They said, you can't go home. We're going to test you again in 4 hours. At 4 hours, her levels had quadrupled. And she felt completely normal. I think that is so shocking that you can be having a heart attack as a woman and not feel anything other than some discomfort.
She said, I wasn't dropping to my knees clutching my heart. And that's what you think of as a heart attack.
Yeah, because Hollywood makes it look like that.
Yeah. And so that was shocking to me. And then they tested her again later and it had doubled again. And they're like, you're on a flight. You're on your way. Listen to your body.
Because her heart was
shutting down.
Yeah. Shutting down.
For not getting enough blood flow. Yeah.
Yeah. She should have been dead.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I think about all the queso that I eat right now. I'm certain that there is Velveeta in my carotid right now. Can I get a troponin test right now?
I remember when Oprah talked about getting all those tests done. Like, ugh. Our motto at home is just don't die.
Right?
Our motto at home is that. It's, first it was, let's pay the bills. And then it was, let's get our kid through school. And now it's just don't die. Like, life is great, just don't die. And part of that is getting regular checkups. Mm-hmm. And then the doctor today had some great advice on reducing health and heart issue risks.
So one of the things he said was have an avocado every day, basically healthy fats. And there's certain nuts that are healthier than others, such as walnuts and pistachios are going to be some of your healthiest nuts because they're not a legume. You want something that's not a legume. You want something that's actually a nut. Those are your healthy fats. And then he said an avocado a day, which, yummy. And you can get
an avocado a day. And when was the last time someone told you have something awesome every day and it's good for your health?
Yeah, it's delicious. Yeah. Put in some soup. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Throw it in a salad. But he said that there was definitely some studies out there that people following the Mediterranean diet are definitely going to be at a lower risk for heart disease. So look into that. Yep. See where you can add that to your lifestyle.
And diet and exercise.
Yeah, and exercise. Oh, yeah. He said, and literally 30 minutes, 3 times a week, are going to lower your.
I mean, come on. I'm not doing it.
I'm doing
why
it
am
right
I
now.
Not doing
I'm
it?
I'm doing at least 3 times
that's
a week.
Horrible.
And I feel like I'm pathetic that I'm only doing 3 times a week.
But that's
but
what
that
he
was
said
great.
That makes a
I was
difference.
Like, okay, shit, yeah. I'm doing that.
Yep.
I may be chubby, but I'm
and he
I'm
said,
doing
by
something.
Doing 3 times a week. Add 6 years onto your life.
6 years.
6 years.
That's fantastic. That's amazing.
That's like a trip to Paris, like four times.
What was the best part that he said that we're supposed to do?
Nap 1 to 2 times a week. Let's just say 2 times at least a week.
take nap, a nap.
Two times at least a week.
And it was like meditation, bubble bath. I mean, basically we're talking about lowering our cortisol, right? Which is our stress hormone. So yeah, take and laugh. Laugh was huge, right?
He said that by laughing,
it dilates the vessels.
It affected our ability or our blood flow or something
for 24 hours
by laughing.
Yeah. Yeah. There, I just dilated my vessels. So if you fake it, you start laughing because it's silly. So it's good for you. Fake it until it's real.
Yeah. Exactly. I thought he shared that a less than a, because we all want to know, like, what are we compared to? He said less than a 30-inch waist for women would be good, and less than a 36-inch waist for men.
Yes.
That would be something to shoot for if you're above that for heart health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was great because I'm 31 right now. I mean, I'm ordering pants that are 31 inches on Amazon, and I know that I need to lose 1 inch at least right now to be healthier.
Yeah. You need one of those machines that goes around you with like the
shakes it. Or just laugh.
Just laugh more, apparently.
Yeah.
Just need to laugh more.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be okay. We laugh a lot.
And we nap a lot.
And we nap.
We laugh and nap.
You know
what I
started?
There's our book.
So, okay. I'm not a doctor. I'm a medical professional, but I'm not able. I'm not, I think, legitimately, no MD, able to dole
out. I'm not a doctor, but I stayed at a Motel 6. Is that the
exactly. Yeah. I started doing some reading about aptogens. And their aptogens are different herbs and different like mushrooms and things like that that affect our health in a positive way. And one of the adaptogens that I looked at that helps you. So as you enter menopause, your cortisol, your stress hormone is elevated, which leads to belly fat. And belly fat is obviously something that is negative heading towards heart disease, right? So that's why women of a certain age are definitely more prone because we get more of a belly as a result of cortisol, which is from stress, which is why we need to laugh, which is why we need to nap. One of the supplements or one of the aptogens that you can include in your life is ashwagandha. So do some research on that. Talk to your physician, talk to your nurse practitioner, whatever. I started taking some ashwagandha. Is it a supplement? It's a supplement that you can find. I found one that has L-theanine in it as well as black pepper because black pepper helps you absorb it just like with turmeric.
Yep.
So look into that. Talk to your health professional. Do some research. Make sure you find a quality, good organic product. It takes a couple weeks for it to enter your system. But I'm very hopeful. I've started taking that, and I'm hopeful that that will maybe help with my stress. So there's a lot of research.
What else helps with our stress?
Gosh,
we
dancing,
laugh a lot.
Laughing.
What else?
So there's a guy that I follow that's Metabolic Renewal. I've listened to him a lot, and he honestly is really big on going for a walk. Obviously, that sucks outside right now. And he's really big into, for women, taking bubble baths.
Yes,
seriously,
that's
that is
what
part
I was going to say. Take a bubble
bath.
He's a
medical doctor, and he's also a physical trainer, and he's a trainer. He says take bubble baths and take naps or whatever, take walks, and spend time with women. Spend time with one another and have a good time, basically. So he's really talking about reducing that cortisol, doing things that bring you joy so that you are reducing your stress. And that's so important for women and to not feel bad about it because it's going to, you know, lengthen your life.
Yeah. And strength training. Let's talk strength training.
Come on,
Fit Bitch.
The Fit Bitch is chiming in.
If you were going to say to someone like me who is getting back on the bandwagon of working out, what would you start with? Strength training.
You know, this is what I would say. I would say that motivation comes and goes. Some days you're going to have it and some days you're not. Discipline is everything. And so when you can create a habit and continue that, even when the motivation is not there, then it turns into discipline. And, you know, I've mentioned in other podcasts that I turn I get off on endorphins. Strength training is not something that I'm a cardio whore. I mean, I love to sweat it out. And there is a story behind why I do that. But I also know as I get older, that I can't always do that right. because
my you're not supposed to.
Well,
once you get older, there's some really interesting
knees
science
and hips
we can
and
talk.
All that stuff.
Well, no, yeah. even that
the cortisol,
your
right.
cortisol,
yeah, right.
because
yeah.
you're overworking the body and that you're stressing your body too much after you hit into
sure.
perimenopause. You need to switch to lower steady state.
And that's hard for me.
Yeah.
But again, that's another obstacle where.
Well, it's instead of running, you do fast walking. That's the only difference is you're just not running.
Mm.
And I know that'll be hard. It'll be hard for you.
Well, and I love to feel my. Okay, so here's the story behind it. When I was in the middle of my divorce, I cried way too much and I was tired of my eyes being wet. And so I would go out and I would run and my whole body would sweat. Mm-hmm. And so when I got home, my eyes could not be wet anymore because my whole body was wet.
Yep.
And so that's when I triggered into I'm exhausted and I don't have any energy to cry. So that's where my love for running and exercise really came from and my outlet. And so I guess that's why I'm a cardio whore is because mm-hmm. when I get on the treadmill or mountain hills or whatever, I run the stress off, you know? And now that my lungs are fit, my body's fit. Mm-hmm. And so I just go. And I get lost in the music. I feel my feet hit the pavement or the treadmill to the beat. And then I can, so this sounds so stupid, but.
It doesn't.
No,
it
so,
doesn't.
No, so no. At the gym, so there's one specific treadmill mm-hmm. that I get on. And I'm on the treadmill between 4 and 4:15 every day. And as I can see my reflection in the window mm-hmm. because it's dark.
Yeah.
And I look at myself, my stupid
She's pony. Talking AM, by the way.
Yes, I am talking AM. I look at myself so with that awful. Stupid ponytail on my head, and I hear a good song come on.
Because Ashley has short hair.
I do.
You haven't seen pictures. So she's got a pebbles ponytail.
I look like a troll. But I look at myself, the reflection mm-hmm. of myself, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I talk dirty to myself in my head. Like I'm like,
job.
I get it, bitch. Get it. Yeah. Run. Chase that better version of yourself.
Yeah.
And it, like it really does light me up. And it's not like I used to run 17 miles, 10 miles, you know. I don't chase that anymore.
Yeah.
I literally 3 miles with intervals, intense intervals, and I'm done.
Yeah.
But now mm-hmm. I'm transitioning over to strength training mm-hmm. because I do like my body better
the weights.
With more muscle on
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm. And so now I have to sit in front of a mirror, and that would be my advice to anyone. Sit in front of a mirror. Mm-hmm. Watch your body transition.
Well, okay.
Watch
your
those,
form too.
Yes,
I mean to make sure you're doing the
well,
right. You're not gonna hurt yourself.
Watching yourself do it is something.
It's empowering.
Yeah.
It's
watch
empowering.
Your
yeah.
veins pop.
Yeah.
And then you can talk dirty to yourself because right. that truly is the better version of
yes.
yourself. You don't want to compare yourself to anyone else because you're not someone else. You're you. And chase that better version.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
that's
watch
good
your
advice.
Yeah, watch
I like
your
that.
Pant size change, watch your just watch your whole countenance change. It's beautiful.
There's a whole generation of women that grew up thinking Jane Fonda aerobics, jazzercise, that thing was working out. Mm-hmm. And so that cardio, that constant
movement. And it
does work
when you're young. It does work,
sure.
really. But yeah, it's definitely, we've learned a lot more about.
But they show women are losing muscle mass
yes.
on a radical rate.
Yes.
So we need to build muscle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this morning, for instance. So I have a, so in any workout, confusion is key. I always say that. Confusion is key, whether it is, you can't do the same weight restrictions
right.
every time because your muscles get used to
and
it.
And I do that, and I'm bad at that.
Yeah.
I like the same workouts.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Even in running,
yes.
I can't stay constant for 5 miles because guess what? That 5 miles is going to become really,
yep.
really easy. What I need to do is take 10, warm up, and then I need to take 10 and do intervals, and then I need to, at that last interval, take it down to a 10-minute mile where it's just constant again. So my body doesn't know what it's doing, and my mind doesn't know what it's doing,
mm-hmm.
right?
Change it
and
up.
So keep confusion as your key, and then you'll always be progressing. Mm-hmm. But every day is different, you know? Like I said, motivation comes and goes.
Yeah.
But the fact that you show up And that's in anything.
Three times a week is all we need.
Yeah. Just stay healthy. Yeah. I think nowadays pharmaceuticals are making an obscene amount of money off of anxiety and depression. And really what you need to do is get out of your house. You need to turn off your phone. You need to turn on some music. And you need to go walk.
Get outside.
Yes. Yep. You need
some Lift some weights.
Yes. You need some sunshine. You need some vitamin D. And you need to just say, fuck it. That's what you need to do. You don't need a medication. And I'm not bagging on it. But go back to your core. Go back to diet and exercise and work that first before you actually say, oh, I'm so sad.
Right.
I'm so depressed. Well, try something before you go to the medication because life's a journey. Your hormones are going to change. Everything's going to change. Change with it. But stay constant with what your core is, your foundation, diet, exercise, you know.
And find things that make you happy.
Yes.
Hobbies.
Yes.
People. Mm-hmm.
The best.
Things at work, whatever you need. Find something that makes you happy because that releases that very important ingredient in your bloodstream that reduces stress.
Right.
Yeah. I have a shout out to my coworkers because we laugh a lot during the day. We work very hard, but we definitely love to giggle and laugh, and that's so important to be with people that bring you joy and to you can be silly with, because that's so important for us. So it's awesome.
And what I learned today that was so impactful was how important the diet is. And we had a wonderfully healthy lunch served to us at the Heart Association luncheon, which you would expect. Mm-hmm. It was barley and a salad and a dressing that was so healthy, and we'll post it on our page. It was so good. I feel full because I had the barley.
I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry at all.
Fascinating. Yeah. And I thought that was terrific. And so Thousand Springs Farms was the
Thousand
big
Springs Mill.
Mill was a sponsor of the event. So we had a barley in our lunch, and they're creating some non.
So they have on their website.
Oh yeah,
all recipes that you can play with their beans. Their
Thousand Springs
Mill.com.
An organic farm that's based out of Burley, right?
Owned locally.
But they have the stamp of the American Heart Association on their barley product because of all of the benefits that barley can bring, which is interesting, really, really cool, a different type of grain that can be beneficial.
There's a lady
It's really
there.
Chewy and nice and soups and salads. Mm-hmm. And
so on the back of their Barley Max, there's a lot of packets that come inside that, but on the back of their Barley Max, there is a specific recipe for these really good, There's a really good recipe for turkey meatballs, and they are fantastic. You make them in your muffin tins, and there's even if you look on their Instagram page or even follow them, you'll see a bunch of videos that come past or come across, and I've made them a few times and they are so good. But one thing I wanted to share that has always stuck with me is someone said to me one time, think about what you put in your trash can. You put trash in there. A lot of people that service themselves with processed foods and stuff like that. Is your body a trash can?
It has been.
But if you really put those two together and you think about what you throw away as far as chicken gristle and fat from your steak and all that kind of stuff, it's like, gross, I'd never think about putting that in my mouth. But as far as McDonald's and some of the processed crap that's out there, that's trash for your body. Mm-hmm. And you wonder why people have issues with gut health and they're not having daily bowel movements and stuff like that. I mean, don't treat your body like a trash can. It's not.
Yep. It is rough. I think I have a daily struggle. I definitely have food addiction issues and have since my 20s. I literally have so much self-talk in my head to make it home without, seriously. It's such an addictive thing with junk food. It's amazing. Like you say, McDonald's and stuff like that, but it literally is such an addiction and it is tough to overcome. And I have a lot of self-talk to overcome it. I battle it every day.
I battle it every day to get
avocado.
I know. I did. I did yesterday. I had some avocado and it was absolutely delicious. Right. I love holy guacamole. And I know it's guacamole, but it's literally avocado with with vegetables in it. So
well, but you think
it's
about
delicious and it's an organic product.
And well, and how we feel right now. We had a healthy lunch.
Yeah.
We feel good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it goes a long ways if you just.
I don't feel bloated like I do when I have other things with my allergy.
Yeah, I do notice a difference on the days that I have really healthy lunch. But granted,
But on the days you're not going to have a healthy lunch, have a good laugh and an avocado.
And a nap. And an avocado.
Dude, this is my life. I am so into this. Heart healthy. Yeah. I just got to lose 2 inches from my waist to be under the guidelines. Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing, too. It's okay if you want to go have McDonald's. It's okay if you want to go, you know, eat out and splurge. No one's.
It's just the majority of your jail decision. For it's all moderation.
It's
just like
not a daily thing.
Right.
No, it's a treat. Right. Yeah. It's a treat. Try and make most of your choices to be healthful. And look, as food is medicine. One of the doctors said that today. Food is medicine. And especially if you're buying organic or, you know, that's not.
Don't smoke.
Totally go to Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's was huge because they sell so many organic products that are so much more affordable than the stores.
Yeah.
So shout out to Trader Joe's for having really great products that are a lot more reasonable. But yes.
And cheap wine. Thank you.
And cheap Trader
Joe's. Hashtag Trader Joe's.
Hashtag
sponsored by Trader Joe's.
But yeah, don't vape. You think that vaping is the better option? It is not.
No. So
what
bad.
Do you say?
Not
smoking anything.
Anything.
Is bad.
If it's weed, if it's vaping, if it's cigarettes.
Bad for your heart.
It's really bad for your heart.
Yeah.
And you can get metal toxicity from vaping, so be cautious. Yeah. It's a whole different type of, it's not better than smoking.
Well, and he said that people that come in with heart attacks that are in the midst of it.
The percentage that
most
had weed
of them
in
have
13% had weed in their system or something
right.
like
marijuana.
That.
Marijuana.
Peeps, don't do it.
It's a bummer.
An avocado makes you just as happy.
Avocado and Netflix. Find yourself a good series.
Yes. And this red wine we're drinking is good for our heart.
Shall we sign off?
I know, right? Brought to you by red wine, which has resveratrol. Resveratrol?
Sure.
That helps with elasticity of your vessels. All those dark purple things. Yeah. So pay no attention.
I was really disappointed it didn't list wine on his.
It didn't. But really, it's
topics.
Only like you can only have.
Do you
like
really need to tell people, though? Yeah.
A quarter of a glass that's good for you a day. Yeah. Not so much the whole bottle or the two glasses. No. Not so much.
I better go do 30 minutes of my workout with weights.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's a good habit.
I was
going to
say
too.
Have a laugh during sex, but that's not okay.
That's not good.
Nobody likes being laughed at during sex.
Definitely not.
Sometimes that's healthy. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
If you can laugh together during sex,
Yes,
it's great.
Oh, funny.
But we are going to raise a glass to the American Heart Association. We had a great time today with
wonderful,
great information and
those steps in the right direction.
That's right.
Just
good job
steps.
Being out there telling women how to live longer.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. And women, we love you. We will be back.
We hear
girls.
You. We see you.
Listen
you're
in.
Peeps.
Like, subscribe. And share with your friends. We want to talk to more of you. Get out there and talk to us.
Can't wait till our next episode.
I know. So exciting.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
We love you guys.
We're
out. Thanks for listening.
Peace out.
And we're out.